The FloridaProgressives.com podcast started 1 month ago. Here are some of the things the activists I've interviewed have said. Democratic Progressive Caucus of Florida President Susan Smith.
Florida schools have always been underfunded. Even when our economy was booming, our schools have been underfunded by as much as a third of the national average. So when we say that, you know, our legislature has put all this money into education, we're not even back up to the funding levels that we were 5 years ago. So we've got so much, you know, we're not funding our education system the way we should be. And over the past few years with the budget cuts, we've cut so many valuable, important programs. Parents have come together and teachers have come together and are finally speaking out. I think the high stakes testing is one of the things that's driven parents out because they look at what's happening to their children and the stress they're under come testing season. They understand that schools are not the fun places they used to be.
Yes.
Children aren't excited about school. They don't love school the way they used to because it's all about the test and teaching to the test. And so parents have finally said enough is enough.
Awake the State creator and Marians United for Public Education co-founder Ray Seaman.
We were cutting the state budget at so many different levels, on healthcare, on education, on land conservation, and we were doing absolutely nothing to address the fact that we have these major corporate tax loopholes that exist in the state tax code, and the corporate profits tax being as low as it is, and the exemptions that are there in the corporate profits tax, as well as with sales tax exemptions, that we weren't even talking about them or touching them at all while cutting already a woefully underfunded public education system to smithereens, privatizing Medicaid, again, gutting land conservation funding. We had, you know, the Agency for Persons with Disabilities having record-long waiting lists, children literally dying in the hands or under the care of the Department of Children and Families because there weren't enough caseworkers. So all of that really is just sort of, you know, the Fed, these inhumane, immoral budget cuts where we're really driving a lot of that early activism.
Activist and organizer Kofi Hunt from Awake Pinellas.
It's great for 100 cars to see a sign that you're holding saying healthcare now, but it's a lot better for them to see an article in the paper that talks about a person who's struggling because they spent all their life savings, you know, paying for wrist surgery, and now they don't know what they're going to do when they're 55 years old and they're self-employed.
Right.
You know, that affects people a lot more. And that if you set that story up right, the media themselves will contact the representative, you know, and they'll ask the representative directly, like on the record, I'm the largest paper in your area, and I want to know why you're not voting for this issue. On the first article, the representative might deflect it. The second, they might be frustrated. But on the third, they're going to have to answer, because in the third, it starts to become what they're being associated with.
Rethink Energy Florida founder Kim Ross and co-founder Brian Lee.
At that press conference, off camera, somebody asked the chairperson of the Energy Committee, you know, aren't they concerned about peak oil, which is what we talked about earlier, that oil is just more and more expensive and at some point will be really too expensive to extract from the ground. And, you know, it was created over millions of years. So,
or that we would literally run out.
Right. Well, unfortunately, the chairperson of the Energy Committee said, well, we're not going to run out of oil. God's going to replace it.
Oh.
That was his response. You know, and I do wish that we had caught that on camera, because I really think that people ought to be concerned about science and or the lack thereof being what guides our leaders.
And it begs the question, of course, if God's going to be producing more oil for us, why do we need a Keystone XL pipeline? Why doesn't he just put it in big bins right next to the refineries? But it also accentuates the need for people, for progressives, for environmentalists to speak loud and often to their legislators. One of the things that we tell the interns in our organization is we don't want you just to know the names of your state legislators and your city and county commission members. We want them to know your name. We want the government officials, the public servants that are making these decisions, to when they hear that someone from Rethink Energy Florida is coming into their office, we want them a little worried. We want them on their game.
And from the interview that will be out Friday, May 23rd, coordinator for the Comprehensive Immigration Reform Now campaign, Edwin Enciso.
What people don't understand is that there are people profiting very, very greatly from this. And the punishment against the white, mostly white, I should say, corporate owners is a slap in the hand. For them, a cost of doing business.
Oh, but like, for these like population, if the, you mean if they employ undocumented workers?
Exactly.
Okay.
And against this population, it's the extreme separation of families and the destruction of everything that they've been working for. Mm-hmm. I mean, many of these families are then left destitute. And what's sick about this new indentured servitude is that once upon a time, at least Americans felt shame when they knew that there were corporations and people within our nation that were exploiting foreigners, mm-hmm. taking advantage of them. And we were so outraged that we made it illegal to allow people to sell themselves into bondage. But now we've reached a point of what I would say ethical degeneration as a result of this radical right agenda, where we blame the indentured servants for our system of indentured servitude, the one that we as a nation benefit from to the tune of billions.
Yeah.
And so that's the problem. It's almost as if as a nation, there's a sickness in our politics where we are blaming slaves for a system of slavery.
Yeah.
I'm Mike Itzen. Subscribe to the podcast at floridaprogressives.com to hear more about Florida activism and progressive issues from the people on the front lines of the movement. You can download or stream each episode or read the transcript. You can find me at the floridaprogressives.com podcast on Facebook. Thanks for listening.